East Coast Breakfast.
Changing tack a little bit here. 7:41, Wednesday morning on East Coast Breakfast. I never thought I would get this defensive over something someone else said about you, or to you, Karen.
Can hold on, maybe I was also a bit dramatic, but
that's fair enough.
It is something that I definitely think we can discuss because we're right at the end of Women's Month, and you know what we've been saying about how women must be limitless and empowered women empower women?
Yeah.
There's something else that women do to each other. And I know if you're listening right now, before you think, I don't do this, just listen. So this week, I can't even remember if it was yesterday or the day before, because I was quite traumatized.
You told me about it yesterday.
One of our colleagues, she works with us at East Coast Radio. I'm not going to go too much detail into who or where or what she is, but I think it's important that you know.
Who or where or what?
Yeah. I think it's important that you know that she's a she.
Uh-huh.
She's older than me.
Okay.
I'm not sure how much older, but more mature. We are of different skin tones. And again, that's all that I'm going to say. And she's super sweet. I'll tell you why. Because immediately, if I think about this coming from like a young white girl, it just sounds bitchy, and it wasn't.
Okay.
So I was in the kitchen, and she comes up to me, and she says to me, "Oh, Kerry, those jeans, eh? They don't fit you properly." And I was like, "What now?"
Hang on a second. Isn't that
wait.
Because I thought girls like can comment.
Wait, but it's different if you go, "Oh, but Kerry, those jeans, they look good." That's fine. You can comment then, unsolicitedly.
Oh, you can comment in the affirmative.
But then she told me that, no, these jeans, they don't fit me well. So I was like, excuse me.
Did she say they don't help them schwapper?
So that's the thing. So I was like, what do you mean? She goes, they don't make your bum look nice. And they just, I've seen you wear other pants that make you look better. These ones just don't. Now, I am like rhino thick skin.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, and also I knew where she was coming from. She wasn't being nasty.
Yeah.
She was genuinely saying, hey, out of all the pants you've worn to work, these ones are not your most belter pants.
Yeah.
The thing is that I had the entire day still planned that didn't include a home trip or a trip to go.
Oh, so you were going to wear these pants.
To pop off somewhere and get myself new pants, right?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, now I want to ask, well, why? What is it about them? So then I run off. Okay, so this part you don't know. I'm just going to go wee quickly. I go to the loo, and in the girls' bathroom, the bathroom mirrors are a bit angled. So now I'm doing that thing where you stand on your tippy toes, but with your back towards the mirror, and you're looking over one shoulder to try and look at your bum. And then I'm looking over my other shoulder. At the same time, my internal monologue is going, Kerry, it's fine. It's like it's one person's opinion. Then I'm like, I think I actually ran to the producer on that day, and I was like, Simon, quickly.
You didn't do that.
I did. I was like, Beep just told me that my bum looks really bad at these. What do you think? And he's like, oh, it's fine, Milo, it's fine. I'm like, okay, this is Simon, though. Like, what? He's a guy, and guys don't actually make these comments. It's only other girls.
Yeah.
Then I went back to her, and I said, by the way, I appreciate you telling me. The thing is that what on earth am I supposed to do about this now? Because I've got a whole day now wearing these pants. It's not like I'm standing next to a rack of jeans that I can change.
Yeah.
So now, not only am I wearing pants that I think make me look terrible, I don't have an option of changing them. Honestly, it's first world problems.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, girls, if you're listening, it's all good and well to be an honest, true friend. I get that. If it's unsolicited, just be quiet. It's different if I'd said, hey, what do you think?
And see, I want to weigh in on this, but I don't feel it's a safe zone for me.
You're welcome to. If you noticed today, I actually bought two pairs of pants yesterday.
That is literally our biggest fear as men, is that a woman in your life is going to come up to you and say, how does my, excuse me, look in these pants? It's our biggest fear.
But can I tell you something?
Because even if we pause, we go, you've done it. You said
guys
it.
Guys are so much less critical. You wouldn't believe it. It's the women. We are so critical of each other. Oh, by the way, this literally just before this link, I was in the kitchen and I said to her, oh, by the way, I'm going to talk about the jean thing now.
Yeah.
After she just came into the kitchen while I was making coffee and said, oh, Kerry, those jeans, they fit much better today. These
were
nice
you okay
jeans.
With that statement?
Of course I'm okay with that one. It's a positive one.
So let me find out, right? I'm in the dark here. Maybe women help me out in this. Is it ever appropriate to tell someone that you work with? So it's not a mate, eh?
No, we don't. We never hang out outside
of work. Is it ever appropriate to tell a colleague that they just don't look good in that jean pant? Should we extend that to an outfit?
Yeah, especially if it's unsolicited.
Unsolicited. Is it ever okay to approach a colleague and say, not your sexiest outfit. I want to hear from you because I'm in the dark here. I'm in the dark. 061-792-9495. East Coast Breakfast.